You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we're with Aaron Harris, the co-founder and CEO of TutorSpree, an online marketplace for quality tutoring. Aaron Harris, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out today. Tell me how the company got started, including how you got the idea or what the impetus for starting it was.
Sure. It was really born out of the founding team's experiences finding tutors way back in high school. That was largely a word-of-mouth-driven, luck-based process. And going through the recession, you know, I have a lot of friends who are teachers and, you know, qualified grad students and things like that, and I kept hearing the same thing from them, that, you know, due to reductions in ed budgets across the country, there were unemployed teachers, and when they went to try to find tutoring gigs, you know, there was nothing really there. They could go work for an agency, which would take 50 to 80% of every dollar put into the system. There were parents with absolutely no idea of how to compare the quality of the relative tutors. And then you had, on top of all that, an increasingly competitive academic atmosphere that was driving larger and larger numbers of students to one-on-one tutoring, both as a way of filling gaps the schools couldn't and for putting in a, you know, giving them a bit of an edge on their application processes to college. And what we kept hearing from these people is that, you know, those things that I described are just crazy, and there was nothing really to help them. So as we kept talking to parents and to tutors and to students, we realized, all right, there's something here that needs to be done. There's something here that needs to be done to rationalize this market, disintermediate the big players, and really give the power back to the people who needed it. And so that's how TutorSpree was born.
Well, in what ways did your approach to building your marketplace succeed or fail?
You know, we've learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work on both sides of that market. I think that our initial, suppositions about how fast the market would grow and how easy it would be were admittedly over-optimistic. We thought that we'd seed it with our first and second and third order connections, a lot of teachers in there, and then bam, it would just grow and everyone would start, you know, hopping on it and seeing how awesome it was. And we kind of hoped that would happen, but we weren't really planning on it because we thought it sounded a little unrealistic. And what we've realized since then is that the challenge and I think the fun of building a marketplace is that you're constantly working on how to build those two sides and figuring out ways that work better and ways that work worse and tweaking the ones that work better and dropping the ones that work worse to sort of create a nice cycle in there on how to actually make things build and be awesome. And we started to see that paying dividends as parents come back and tell us how awesome things were and they're telling their friends. And tutors are saying, wow, that was easy, and our incentives were aligned, and that was great. So we're really starting to learn how those dynamics work, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of TLC on both sides.
Tell us about the Y Combinator and how it's changed the way you approach entrepreneurship.
Sure. Y Combinator is just an awesome, awesome program. Especially for tech entrepreneurs, people who are just starting out and trying to understand what's going on in the wider world of just starting a company and figuring out how things work. And it's basically, it's a 3-month program out in California, where you get mentorship and advice from some just unbelievable people led by Paul Graham, who is a really phenomenal entrepreneur and is basically devoting his time and his energy to helping raise the next crop of, I guess, internet entrepreneurs and tech entrepreneurs. And the environment they've given us is just, it's like adding rocket fuel into the startup's tank, basically, because, you know, we were back in New York when we started and things were going well and we were learning a lot, but we came out here and there's just kind of this dose of energy they've given us in terms of advice on what to do and what not to do, who to talk to, how to approach certain situations. And, you know, that's the kind of thing where you can't just pick that up off the street. So it's really just been an awesome experience from day one, and I'm sad it's going to be over in about 20 days.
Today we are visiting with Aaron Harris, the co-founder and CEO of TutorSpree, an online marketplace for quality tutoring here on Enterprise Radio. Did working in finance prepare you for what you're doing now?
You know, I think it did and it didn't. I spent 4 years in finance, about a year at an investment bank and then three at a hedge fund of very different sizes. And I think that some of the things I did get out of it were, you know, just seeing a lot of really smart people working on tough problems and seeing what it looked like when people were fired up about things and getting a real sense of what you could do given enough money and given enough infrastructure and sort of how to structure those systems. On the other hand, coming out and running something on your own as an entrepreneur at a three-person startup, fighting battles every day trying to build things up, I don't think anything really prepares you for that other than doing it and just having to hustle nonstop for everything you get. And that, I guess I knew it intellectually what it would look like, but emotionally, I don't think I was prepared for it, certainly not by my previous career. It's just everything's on the line, and you're the one responsible for it. There's no organization around you to pick up the slack. You got to go do it, and that creates some massive ups and downs in terms of, you know, it's just kind of an emotional roller coaster, which I wouldn't trade for anything right now. But it's an interesting thing.
I would be curious, why the focus on tutoring and education?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really because when I look out at the country right now, and really all over the world, it all comes down to how good education is. When we're preparing, you know, I was a lucky beneficiary of a really phenomenal education. I went to a great grade school and high school, and then I went to Harvard. And I can see the effect that it had on me in terms of, you know, helping me prepare for doing something better and doing something big and dreaming big and having the skills to achieve that. And when I look out at the education landscape right now in the U.S., not everyone has access to that. There's a lot of people who are getting by, and there's some people who are really excelling and getting top stuff, but I think across the board, our education system is having trouble really dealing with how many people are in it and what their skills and needs are going to be at the end of the day. And I think that we really need to innovate and figure out things that are going to work and really, you know, prepare us for what's next. And so when I look at that problem, there's a whole lot of things that I think we can tackle in terms of making it better. And one of them is the growing tutoring system. You know, there's a sort of this independent system of one-on-one and one-on-small group tutoring outside of schools where people are trying to fill in the gaps. And right now that system is fundamentally broken. It's a big, big system, and we're talking, you know, $7 billion a year in the U.S. is being spent on tutoring, and where's it going? Where's the accountability? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it doing anything? The government itself is spending $1 billion outside of that on tutoring with very little in terms of overall accountability and understanding of what the impact is and how good it is, and I think that has to change. And so we're trying to change that, and we're starting first with, you know, the marketplace that we're building, and we'd like to extend that and figure out a way to make sure that tutoring, which isn't, you know, at this point, tutoring is kind of rich person's solution to a common problem, and we think that's bad. We want to make that market more efficient and be able to divert forces to other people who need it, because I think it's a critical thing, and it's part of the education system, and we need to make it good before it gets so bad that it's actually doing more harm than good. So it's a huge opportunity, and I think it's an important one.
Well, Aaron, where can our listeners find out more about TutorSpree?
They should check out our website, www.tutorspree.com. It should be a nice, simple, clean experience for them that they enjoy, and if they have any questions, they should email me at aaron@tutorspree.com. Or if they're on the website, there's a little help button in the bottom right corner. If they click that, one of us is usually online to handle any question.
In conclusion, what tip could you leave for our listeners in form of a parting tip?
Sure. I think the best thing I've learned is I think it's the hardest part about working outside of a structured company and striking out on your own as an entrepreneur is really figuring out how to prioritize over the short and long term. You know, there are about a million things we absolutely need to do at any given time in this business, but we only have the resources to tackle one or two of them at any given moment. And so a lot of those decisions come down to really your gut. So you can collect some data and, you know, you talk to your customers and figure out what they want. But at the end of the day, it's going to give you competing priorities. And that can be pretty scary because you're just going to have to choose something. You're going to have to jump off the cliff and hope you chose right. But I think if you're doing what the customers want and what the customers have asked for at the end of the day, then that's the right thing to do. So we're constantly reminding ourselves that we're not building a company for the sake of just building a company because it's fun. We're building it to fill a need that we've identified to fix a problem. And I think that if that's your constant focus, you'll get to the right place, but otherwise you're just going to wander around chasing cool ideas.
Aaron, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today here on EPN.
Well, thanks, Eric. It was a pleasure being here. Appreciate the questions and love what you guys are doing. So thank you.
You're welcome. And that was Aaron Harris, the co-founder and CEO of TutorSpree, an online marketplace for quality tutoring. And for more information, visit TutorSpree.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for tuning in.
This is Todd Falcone, and you're tuned in to EPN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.